Yes, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, everyone. This is Len Krause from founder and creator of Core CDI with another podcast. I'm happy to be able to be speaking with Dr. Robert Tucker today, a close long-term colleague of mine. He's a retired thoracic and vascular surgeon with over 25 years of successful practice. He also was a chief medical officer for 5 years at Winchester Medical Center, and was charged with developing a functional CDI program that really truly affected around communication of patient care with significant strides in eliciting physician buy-in. He also has extensive hands-on practical experience, excuse me, as a physician educator, teacher, and mentor to the medical community, not only at his facility, but as a consultant. and most importantly, he's able to communicate effectively with physicians about the importance of documentation to the patient, to the physician's practice, and to the role of quality. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Dr. Robert Tucker. We have some interesting concepts or questions that we like to consider put on the table. So the first, I think, question we want to kind of discuss or thought processes is what is the role of CDI and how has it gone off track, if you will, and what are the steps necessary or what are the ideas that you want to share in terms of getting CDI back on the right track in terms of communication of patient care?
Thank you, Glenn, for the opportunity to let me communicate with you. Let me just start off by saying CDI is important to me more from a quality standpoint and patient care quality standpoint than it is from dollars and cents.
Okay.
I never tried to sell documentation to a physician based on money. I talk to physicians face-to-face about documentation so that they document the quality of care they're giving, which protects them in a number of ways and demonstrates that they're really doing what they say they're doing. If you're going to have a program that's effective, whoever that is, personally, I have believed and kind of continue to believe that a physician needs to be involved in the CDI program. And that's how I got involved as a chief medical officer, because I started a program and then I was the person that had to carry it out. But whoever's going to have any kind of discussion with a physician first has to gain their trust and respect. I think that's best done on a face-to-face basis with an open discussion, not just sending queries around. The second thing I'd say is that in today's hospital environment, no documentation program is going to be effective unless there's buy-in from the hospital, starting at the board level, down to the administration level, down through the chief medical officer, and then today there are lots of paid doctors, the chiefs of surgery, chiefs of medicine, et cetera. Those people have to totally buy into the program and be willing to be helped to work with physicians and the hospital on this situation. If you don't have that, I don't think a program may exist. But I don't think it's going to be effective. That's been my experience.
Let me ask you a question. You spoke about the soliciting physician buy-in as crucial, but particularly the chiefs of his different services. What strategies did you use to gain their trust and respect and confidence? And what strategies or processes do you recommend for CDI to really engage these physicians? We hear about and we read about engagement of physicians I think it's important to understand how you define engagement and how do you engage physicians. Being a physician who's started a program, I'd like for you to perhaps share some ideas and thoughts for our audience.
Well, let's take the Department of Surgery. If you have a chief of surgery, you're going to have at least monthly meetings, if not more often. And with a buy-in from that person, they can introduce and help gain the respect of the person doing CDI work by simply showing that they're involved with that and they respect that person. My suggestion then for anyone doing CDI work is the worst place to approach a doctor, in my judgment, is when he's seeing patients on rounds. He's busy, and to take time then to talk is the wrong thing to do. My suggestion to my people, and it worked, was you call and you make an appointment to go see the doctor and spend some time with him in his office and take, let's say, five of a physician's major diagnoses and simply talk to him about those things and let him understand that you're there to try to help him to demonstrate, yes, both from a dollar standpoint, but also from a malpractice standpoint and other things, that he's really doing what he says he does by putting accurate documentation in. I believe that's how you get buy-in from physicians.
What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on the industry's looks like industry is really moving along with? I see lots of employment ads on Indeed and other websites, job websites for remote CDI. What are your thoughts on remote CDI?
Well, I think a remote program can only be effective if there's an in-house program that's been effective. If you start from the outside and think you can do that remotely, I think it's going to be very difficult to get buy-in from doctors.
And I feel the same way. I posted some things on LinkedIn and got some positive feedback and not so positive feedback because there's no substitute for, like you said, physician training and education and what I like to call knowledge sharing. And you can't possibly do that from remote. And so I think part of the challenges of CDI is that we're relying too much on the query process. And the query process really doesn't change. It's not an effective means, of changing overall physician behavioral patterns of documentation because it's episodic, transactional, it's reactionary, it's repetitive. And as you mentioned, physicians are really, really busy. There's a lot of hassle factors, administrative burden, that are associated with practicing medicine. I see it every day on the floor. And I, as a physician champion and longtime champion and an advocate for physicians, I don't see the query process as an effective means of changing behavioral patterns of documentation. If you look at Actis' survey within the last, I don't know, 6 or 8 months, they surveyed the members at large to see what's the top 10 queries, types of queries. And number one is heart failure, the type, acuity, severity, and so forth. Now, this code's been out, ICD-10 code, which was since been updated within the last couple of years for specificity, i.e. acuity and severity and so forth. It's been out for more than 10 years. We're still asking a physician for type of heart failure. So that just tells me right off the bat change in behavioral patterns of documentation does not emanate from query process. And if you're on site, if you're doing remote CDI, there's no one-on-one education. Do you agree with that, Dr. Tucker?
Yes, I agree totally. Let me give you one caveat to that.
Yes.
If you look at a lot of hospitals and a lot of hospital systems today.
Yes.
Virtually 100% of the doctors working in those places are hired by the hospital now and have contracts with the hospital.
Right.
In those contracts, and this is something the hospital seemed to not have learned, those contracts ought to include not only productivity clauses, but quality clauses, and including in quality is documentation. Now, if you had a hospital that did have virtually all of their physicians hired by them, and you had a good chief medical officer in that hospital, you might be able to set up a remote CDI program. But again, the key is going to be able to gain some respect, and frankly, to have a remote CDI program, the only way that could be effective to me would be a physician doing the remote work. And again, the doctors would have to all be owned by the hospital and have responsibility as part of their contract to pay attention to documentation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I agree with you. So I want to kind of touch base right now on, as a former practicing physician and in your practical hands-on extensive experience as physician educator, teacher, and mentor, what are the key elements of an effective CDI or clinical documentation integrity program from your perspective as a successful physician going back to your practicing physician days? Would you like to see CDI really focusing on to reduce administrative burden and hassle of documentation? So how, I guess what I want to really find out is from your perspective as a practicing physician and a successful physician educator and teacher and mentor, well, what elements of CDI is missing that could be implemented or integrated into current processes to reduce administrative burden and hassle of documentation? Because obviously query, to me, repetitive queries is overlaid upon the doctor's already administrative burden adds more insult to injury in my mind.
Well, I would agree with that if that's all you do. If all you do is think you can put a query on the chart and change documentation, that's not going to work. And again, I go back to what I said, I think, in the beginning. The key element for the person doing the CDI work is they have to gain the respect of the physicians. And again, I don't think that's done day to day, you know, while the doctor's making rounds. I think you find a time and arrange for a time to sit down and talk with the physician and talk with them about the effectiveness of good documentation in multiple ways. I'll give you one personal example. I learned very quickly about documentation in my practice because I had a malpractice suit against me, and my documentation in the chart saved me from that malpractice suit. Because it accurately described exactly what went on with the patient. And, you know, so I learned very early on about that. And I never had any qualms about saying to doctors, look, this will help you. We're here to help you from the standpoint of accurately telling people what you've honestly done to the patient and make that very clear. But again, doing that with a query day to day is not going to work. You've got to start out and gain respect so that physician, when you do either talk to them again or if you write a query for them, they understand what you're doing and they respect you for what you're doing. And again, I think the other aspect of that is, I don't think we should be looking at nickels and dimes here. The things that ought to be talked about in queries are things that are substantial, you know, from the standpoint of both quality and finances for the hospital.
Well, yeah, from our standpoint of our actress and HEMA compliant guide to physician queries, that's one of the areas focused on, is never mention anything about reimbursement. I'd like to add that you talked about.
I lost you, Glenn.
I'm sorry?
You cut out there. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry about that. I wanted to add one thing. Apologize for the technical difficulties here. I wanted to add one thing about your mentioning of your reducing of your medical legal risk. I know of several lawsuits recently regarding malpractice where I've seen some good documentation, just like you said, that was adequately represents what the physician has done, what was the care provided, how did the patient look like, what was wrong with the patient, a good summary of the medical management, including the investigation, the treatment, and the outcomes. I think that's the piece that we're not focusing on as a CDI profession as a whole. We certainly can do better. And that kind of brings me to my last kind of topic I wanted to discuss was, okay, what we talked a little bit about the query process and gaining trust and respect. I think what's really challenging for our profession is the fact that we're so focused on the diagnosis reporting and the case mix index and the back-end reimbursement, which I'm okay with, because every program, after all, has to be successful in generating revenue, because without net patient revenue, not gross, net patient revenue, there's no mission without a profit or positive cash flow. What things, in your experience, what can CDI's profession do to kind of circumvent this widespread pervasive attitude of the C-suite as to CDI being a revenue generator, which it should be as a byproduct of us focusing on documentation integrity, including improving the quality of the physician's documentation beyond diagnosis. Any thoughts in closing about how we can kind of address that widespread attitude?
Yeah, well, this is my opinion. My opinion is that hospitals think just by setting up a CDI program that it does something, but they don't have hospital buy-in. And like I said in the beginning, no program is going to be effective unless there's buy-in from the board level all the way down to administration to chief medical officer and other physicians who have positions hired by the hospital.
Okay.
And, you know, if you don't have that, if you have that buy-in, there are doctors sitting on the board, and when the board sits there and says, this is going to be a priority for us, those physicians then are given a task to make that work. The chief medical officer is given a task to make it work. The other doctors, and so then when the CDI person is introduced by a group of physicians, that automatically gives that person some respect, and they have a foot in the door, so to speak. If you just send somebody out there, whoever it is, and just tell them to start doing queries, it's never going to work.
Yeah, and I agree, because I was chatting with a HIM director of a hospital in New England, and I asked them how their program is going. They have a consulting company, The message I received in no uncertain terms was from the director who was over the CDI program that there wasn't good physician engagement, and a lot of the queries are going unanswered. So that kind of gives you the, I think it kind of brings home the point, Dr. Tucker, you're making, is that without that physician engagement from the beginning and the accountability for the patient, I think the piece that's really missing is the fact that we're not focusing so much on how does documentation impact the patient. And that needs to be kind of elevated from the physician's right. perspective, starting with the board. So I think this is great. I loved your thoughts about the board, because you bring an interesting point that I want to kind of just close with, is that I have some CFO colleagues in my repertoire of business dealings, and I find that when they implement a program, it's like a checkoff box. Okay, they get it, they check off. Oh, I got a program going. It's going to be good. I get some KPIs such as case mix index, CCMC capture rate, physician query rate, physician response rate, DRG congruence rate between CDI and coding. But that's only the beginning. It's really, are we changing behavior? And are we getting more denials? Are we getting more clinical validation denials? We have to look at the entire picture, as you mentioned. And it really begins with the board understanding what a program is and keeping tabs, or at least asking for information about how effective the program truly is. Because without that engagement, I think we're still stuck with this checkoff box. We got a program, and we're measuring maybe invalid and unreliable measures, and we're not changing behavior, and it's more episodic. Is that kind of a summary of what your thoughts are as well?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I just have to emphasize, it starts with physician buy-in, and that'll never happen if everybody in the hospital and demonstrates that they've got buy-in.
This has been great, Dr. Tucker. I really appreciate your time. Any last words you want to kind of close with, a sentence or two?
Yeah, I think these podcasts are great. I mean, it's a good education for people, and I truly believe that documentation is so important that these programs need to get better and better. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. So, Dr. Tucker, thank you for your time. It's been great chatting with you. And, folks, I'm going to be recording some additional podcasts from a couple of other physician colleagues on their thought processes of how CDI can build upon what we've accomplished so far and really transform the quality of documentation. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Glenn.